What do we know about Avraham Avinu? We're told he started asking questions when he was 3 years old. He tried every religion that was available then. He searched. He had his philosophical questions. He understood that the world couldn't have created itself. He asked, where did everything physical in the world come from? Where did every atom, molecule come from? The world can't create itself. Where did everything come from? And through his questioning, not only did he discover Hashem totally on his own, he discovered everything. He figured out all the mitzvahs. He grew to the point where he attained nevuah, prophecy. Step by step, an investigation, and he grew in his understanding of Hashem. But where do we find all this? There isn't a word about it in the Chumash. No word. Why not? Isn't this philosophy really important, the understanding of how someone should find Hashem? The way we are introduced to Avraham Avinu is that he lived with a fanaticism for chesed, a need to entertain others, to host others. This week's parasha begins with that famous story of Avraham Avinu sitting outside, weak and sick after a bris milah and old age. But he's desperate to fulfill the mitzvah of Achnas Sarchim. And Hashem sends him 3 malachim. And from that moment, Avraham stops at nothing. The pasuk describes he's running to catch animals. He gets 3 different lambs, so each of them can have their own tongue. He's running, total selflessness, a fanaticism for chesed. Later on, he's pleading with Hashem, save Sodom. He's very respectfully accusing Hashem of possible injustice. Sodom, the opposite of chesed. And Avraham Avinu is pleading to save them. This is what Avraham Avinu is all about. So where's the philosophy? Why is there no mention in how he found Hashem? It seems that chesed is the first step in emunah. What does chesed and emunah have to do with one another? Chesed is to be proactive. That means you don't wait for something to come to you. You don't wait for that phone call. You do because it's the right thing to do. Chesed is a feeling that I have a chiyuv. I have a duty to do an act of kindness. A baal chesed, if a person wants to call himself a baal chesed, that means that they feel that ruchnius cannot be actualized unless they're performing constantly acts of chesed. A baal chesed realizes that he can't live for himself. They're constantly seeking and looking to help another out. So what does that have to do with emunah? When Hashem appeared to Avram, before Hashem can even speak, Avram sees these passerbys and asks Hashem, wait, so he can serve these strangers some food. And only when they have left, in 17 psukim later, does he turn to Hashem and the conversation begins. So just like picture the scene for a moment. Avram Avinu is having a nevuah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, one moment, I'm just going to go and take care of some strangers. Can you imagine, like, the greatest person alive, a gadol, is in your house, and you say, one moment, I've just got to excuse myself to take care of some strangers outside. Would you go? Says the Gemara, gadol hachnasas orchim milkabel pnei hashchina. It's greater to have guests than receive Hashem. How can that be? How's that even possible? And the idea the Gemara is giving over is greater than talking to Hashem is being like Hashem. Is to emulate him. The most powerful way to be dovak, to connect to Hashem, and to understand who Hashem is becoming like him. Hashem is all chesed. He's aimed this whole world at giving us the greatest pleasure, only because he loves us. He wants to give. If we want to understand that love, then become like him. Becoming about chesed is the only way to understand who Hashem is, and what life is all about. If you really want to appreciate Hashem, and be like Him, and take care of as many people as you can. Today in a world of so many stalkers, people think it's okay, there's organizations helping them. I know there's organizations helping them. And it's true, there are. But then that never compares to an individual reaching out to an individual. Someone once suggested to me, have a list of people somewhere saved, and when you might be driving, you have some spare time, give them a ring, whether it's on Erev Shabbos or a time during the week. Make that phone call. Remeir Zlotowitz, he's one of the founders of Art Scroll. He was a giant in Chesed. And he met his Rosh Hashiva, Remeir Stern. They were old friends back from high school at a chasana. and they're catching up. And Rameh Zlotowicz, naturally, the conversation turned to fundraising. And he asked him, so how's the yeshiva going? And the yeshiva, like, just sighed. And a week later, an envelope arrived at the yeshiva. That was Rameh Zlotowicz's part in his vayar and seeing and understanding and perceiving what it was Rosh Yeshiva was going through. A similar story in a different way with Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg was Rosh Yeshiva of Nei Yisrael. A divorcee called him, and she had young children, called him before Sukkot 1 year and asked him if she was mechuyev, obligated to build a sukkah. She said, listen, I'm just living at home with my young kids. They don't have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. And therefore, maybe I don't have to build a sukkah. And besides that, the children are anyway going to be with their father for the other 3 days of sukkahs. So maybe she didn't have to have a sukkah. And Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg turned to her and said, listen, api halacha, according to the law, to Jewish law, you're right. You don't have to have a sukkah. But the Gemara tells us, although women are generally not mechuyev to sit in a sukkah, but an isha chashuva, someone like Hileni Hamalka, who was a queen, she was an isha chashuva, she had a sukkah. She had a royal sukkah. And he turned to her and he said, I want your kids to see that you are an isha chashuva, that you are an important lady. When they learn Gemara, they'll understand that you are an isha chashuva, that you are a queen. The next day, a prefab sukkah was delivered to the woman's door. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg perceived the pain of the woman. He understood the delicate family situation. He understood maybe how the kids are looking up towards her. He understood her financial situation. He had a vayar. He understood and perceived the depth of what was needed by listening, by seeing, looking to that person's eyes, understanding what is needed. May we be zoicha to live and breathe chesed. Through that, understand who Hashem is and what life is all about. Yigal Shabbos.